This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to Dig on America, where we speak truth to power. Every week, we give you the dig on how American history, policies, and media created the social and political issues we face today. DOA is independent media supported by listeners, but they'll tell you we're just fake news, deep state propaganda, funded by George Soros, the Clinton Foundation, BLM Marxists, and...
Senator Dr. Oz.
Oh my God, he won?
No, he didn't win. It's only a primary.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
Did he pull a hand though, or is that still in like a clip?
I think it's still within the 0.5%. Yeah.
Mo Sizlak. O's Mo's Tavern.
I don't know. Oh, okay. 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 You fooled me there.
Got him.
You care to throw anybody at the show there, Jackson? Who's the sponsor today?
Superman.
Superman. Oh, that fucker.
Fuck Superman.
Yeah, he can't.
He's actually my least favorite superhero.
How come you just don't go rob the bank and bring us the money, Superman? I mean, it's like all you got to do is blame Lex Luthor. Say it was a clone. Oh, welcome into Dig on America, everybody. This is Jason Dutch. I am here with Mikey Famine right there. Our special guest and sometimes contributor, Mr. Jackson White from the Young Turks podcasting network. You know, they're like the minor leagues to us. So you have Ben Shapiro, us, TYT. So we call
way down there in the mud.
Yeah. We call Jackson up to the pros once in a while, start at third base when Haas is, you know.
Yo, let me tell you right now, I will never ever on air say that Ben Shapiro is better than us.
I didn't
even get that shit twisted. So after he got my girl Ray Ray kicked off of Twitter.
Oh
fuck
yeah,
you, Ben.
Yeah, he did. We'll
short bitch.
Obviously, I was doing it. Obviously, I was doing it backwards.
Fuck you.
Hey, he does not like to get women wet.
No.
He does. It's just
only for reproduction. Nothing.
There must be some sort of medical condition going on for it to be that wet.
I'm sorry. You didn't do it right. There must be some sort of medical condition for that to be that wet.
I hate that guy.
The fact that he even said that.
He's gone off the deep end. I used to like him like 5-6 years ago, but he's...
Sure he did.
I did. I listened because I thought he was reasonable. Like when Trump was first elected, he was like one of the only Republicans still being reasonable. And then he decided, you know what? Why am I being reasonable? I'm going to be just as unreasonable as everybody else. So here I go. And he dives off into the deep end. So
yeah, but he's not like a dumb guy. You know what I'm saying? He just and by that, I just mean, you know, like
he's well learned.
Yeah, like he's not a stupid person.
No, he's smart. So, he knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's not Alex Jones.
Yeah, right.
You know what happens. Somebody finally, hey man, check behind this curtain. And then he got to saw all the cool shit he could get by being a dumbass. He's like, oh,
yeah,
what the fuck am I trying so hard for? Behind a curtain. Let me get on back here.
And then Charlie Kirk saw him. He's like, I'm going to do that.
The way.
Right.
It's,
hey, welcome to the show, Ben Shapiro. How are you, Ben?
Don't do my man's like that. Don't do my man's like that.
It's one of those days where you wish somebody cut you off and jump out the car and start some shit.
Oh man.
So you can be like Petty Pendergrass and let it go.
Petty Pendergrass.
Somebody gonna take some Paul's TKOs.
Are you Teddy or Petty?
No, it was Vindictive Pendergrass today. Man, oh man.
Petty LaBelle.
Cool.
Petty Pendergrass.
Petty Pendergrass.
Or Petty Hughes. 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's the ultimate petty right there.
I mean, I've held some grudges for some amount of time.
Right.
I've never been so outclassed at anything in my life than 50 Cent.
Here's the thing, 51. He won. Why are you still going after this
He's
dude?
Still he, fighting.
You won.
He's running up the score, man. Ain't nobody on the damn court no more. Stop, 50.
Oh God. Dead. So, you know.
That was the craziest thing. What did he do? Didn't he buy out like all of the concert?
He brought he bought out the first three rows or some shit.
Just so nobody could be there in front row.
Poor Ja Rule.
Poor Ja.
Like things weren't bad enough for him already. But welcome in Big Haas. So
he permanently looked like Scrappy Doo.
Couple real quick things. What the fuck? Ravana got kicked off of fucking Twitter for like, I don't know, 3-4 days, something like that. And I guess Cenk got her back in there. So good for you have any insight on that? Like, do you know exactly what it was that got her suspended? Because I heard it was a video, but I didn't actually see I didn't see the actual content. And I asked her and she sent me something, but I couldn't open it. So I don't know if you have any insight.
Is G4C in classified?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened. I know she's back on, but yeah. I do know that, I mean, you know, with the different platforms, if you get into different, I mean, whatever you say can get you flagged. You know what I'm saying? Right. And she's outspoken and people come after her quite a bit. So I would assume that she probably just got flagged for this or that because she gets into spats with people a lot. So they probably were just like, oh, look at that. Let's take it down.
And right.
They reviewed it and it wasn't so bad or something. That would be my guess.
She told me that Cenk went to bat for her. So
I'm about to say, man, he got the juice. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Your ass got kicked off like 16 times already. Does we have to just fucking make a fake account for you?
Oh, we still haven't gotten our original account. What we got it up. We got that up to like, 11,000 followers. And then Dana Loesch got us, Dana Loesch of the NRA attacked our account.
Dana Loesch.
Yep. So she had her and all of her little cronies, you know, said we said some stuff and we never got it back. That was 3 years ago. But
same. Hey, Cenk, work your magic, man.
I'll let you people.
You've been getting it looked like you were getting attacked online there on Instagram too, Jackson.
I really don't say much on Twitter anymore because people just be doing too much. Like, and you know, like I'll put it like this. I'm a young man who, you know, I have a life with the ladies and I'm single. So, you know, you don't really want to talk about a whole lot of that on Twitter because you're like, how could you say that? Like,
that's
actually out here dealing with women and not all of them are great.
You know, as when you run in these Democrat or progressive lanes, they want to hold you to some sort of standard. Like
you got to be pure.
It's not fair, right? It's worse than what evangelicals get held to by a thousand times, right? Like, God forbid that you said that a woman wasn't the greatest date you ever had or something like that. You know, all of a sudden you're a misogynist because some woman was mean to you.
Well, not even that. Not just general stuff. You know, like I talk stuff about men too all the time. I talk about dating, but you know, when you say stuff about men, it's kind of expected. It's just kind of part of the normal dialogue. Oh,
yeah.
But if you say, you know, just kind of general stuff about, you know, what brothers may need to look out for, or you know, just kind of some of the things you notice, it's like, ah. How could you say that?
How dare you? How dare you have an opinion
about women?
Yeah, so
you must be a disgruntled, resentful man who
hurts you.
Or friend, yeah, I mean that a lot. Or for instance, like I got this guy in the uproar, like dude in the uproar, and that always be killing me. It'd be like, and this is what I said, which is just some very general things. Any of y'all who have, you know, y'all have experience with women, you know this. I said, you know, basically if you think that you have a woman on lock, you don't understand women.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I said.
Game recognized.
I basically said a woman is always, even if she don't realize it, looking for a reason to leave your ass.
And they usually should be.
Yeah. And again, that's just
justified.
But you know, to be like, you know, and you'll say stuff like that, or you'll just, you know, say stuff about how oftentimes, you know, a lot of women may not understand really what it is that men like or what it is that men want.
True.
Or you know, I mean, and men and women go, you know, have the entitlement issues and think all types of stuff. But you know, like that type of talk can be sensitive. So I really don't talk about that on Twitter because it's not really worth it. You know,
it ain't. It ain't.
It's not worth it.
And no matter what you say, somebody's gonna have something to say.
Yeah, and again, it's stuff like that. You know, like it that literally will rile people up. Like, are y'all serious? You know what I'm saying? But that, so yeah, so that's pretty much it. You know what I mean?
Well, you must be a misogynist. I mean, you have an opinion.
Clearly. Gotta be. Yeah, you're an incel. You're an incel. You're a disgruntled incel, dude.
That's exactly what it is, apparently.
I went on a date. The woman was, I didn't like the woman. She was very rude. Oh, you misogynist. Don't mansplain. I mean, this is where, but see, this is where with the culture wars, the left eats its own. And they're not wrong when they say that, right? Like they literally do this to people who are in the trenches fighting. It's happened probably to all of us on this show over something completely mundane. Well, where you're like, hey, you know what? I have an opinion about X, you know, and it's like, we're not attributing a negative characteristic to someone for their status as a woman.
Right.
Saying that, you know, that obviously there's differences between, you know, men and women, that we have to be, that's why when you're in the workplace, you have to be able to be mindful of those differences between men and women and not just treat everybody exactly the same. But those things also translate into dating and marriage, right? Like when my wife does something and I complain about it, that does not mean that I am putting that attribute onto every single woman, you know, or if I say women are smarter than men,
yes, you are.
How dare you complain about a woman?
If I say women are smarter than men, there's not a problem with that. See, like, and this is where
I lose. Yeah, you can say that. I say that all the time.
And that's probably true. But like,
it 100% is true.
But this is where people lose it. They lose it. And this is how they lose these culture wars, man. And it's because like they're like, oh, well, you know, you did this 17 years ago. Like we saw it with Shahid, you know, and it's like, and they'll with Shahid Buttar, who is like a friend of the show. He has something that, you know, where he says something to someone at a party and it's not even verified, but everybody's going out and saying, well, this definitely happened and screw him. And it's like, you don't have any evidence that it happened and you only got one side of the story and his side of the story is completely different. So yeah, should we believe women? Yes. But what we do in corporate America and we should do just in general life is trust, but verify.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see, I mean, you see that translate over to like, like you look at like, which I liked how Netflix basically handled their situation. Like, look, if y'all don't like who we have on here, then don't work here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and those are the types of things that the left will get really caught up in. It's like, no, take Dave Chappelle off. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who cares, man? Like, just don't watch this dude. If you don't want to see what he has to say, don't watch him. There are much more important issues like wages, just the economy at large, you know, law enforcement. There's so many things that we're having to deal with that people really have to deal with. If you get Dave Chappelle off of Netflix, you still going to be struggling to pay the mortgage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just.
You still got to get that formula.
Right. Still, you sound distracted is what that's when people start complaining about like every single little wrong thing in a movie. I'm like, you sound distracted.
Exactly.
You sound like you're not focusing on everything and you're focused on one thing.
And two, I mean, I think it's important to point out is that really at the helm of these complaint wars is upper class white liberals.
Right.
And that's important to point out because, again, it's like, the real issues that people are dealing with in this country, and then we get too caught up in these cultural movements, and it's like, you people are doing pretty well. You know what I'm saying? You know, like upper middle class white feminists taking up all the air for things that other women are dealing with. And it's like, you know, again, I think that that's a big issue, obviously, that the Democratic Party deals with as well. Because one thing, like the Republican base is just so homogenous. And they're all so on like pretty much the same even keel. But with the Democrats, you got upper middle class liberals, you got progressives, you got Latinos, you got blacks, you got LGBTQ community. It's just this huge smorgasbord of diversity. And, you know, so it's no wonder that we're hardly ever on the same page with anything.
It's like Sizzler. And once in a while, Sizzler has some badass food, some spoiled food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'll get it like, and we'll get to the midterms for those of you talking about it in the chat, Tim. But like I've had the same experience, like with like, you know, some of the groups that I go into where there might be some race conversations and, you know, and I've even seen this happen to Haas, like on his page, and he's happens to be black, you know, where you'll have some pushback against a point. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm not a fan of Patrice Cullors. Oh, how dare you not like Patrice Cullors? Of course you don't like her. She's black. Not mm-hmm. well.
No.
I mean, but that's not what the. Yes, I can understand. So I can understand that if someone says that to me, you know, that's their initial reaction, because mm-hmm. they're probably used to hearing that from white people. Like most white people, right, don't like Patrice Cullors for no reason whatsoever because she is her, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like her for legitimate reasons that, and otherwise I would be a fan of her, right? So. Right. They're I'm like, follow the evidence, right? You're pushing me, you're painting me into a corner, and you know, and I get kind of why, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that I like it. You know what I mean? So it's like, so it and you don't hardly ever see this on the right, and it's frustrating because I say this all the time. Right wingers can go into a room, four Republicans can go into a room and disagree on 5%. And they're only going to talk about the 95% they agreed on. Liberals will fucking talk about that 5% they disagree on. And like, you get this with Bernie, like people hate him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They hate Bernie and people hate Hillary. I'm not a fan of Hillary, but you know, people will hate that. They don't do that so much on the other side, except recently with this like rhinos conversation, but that's like super new.
Yeah.
And it's fake.
And we only exactly it's new, and it's how much weight is it really going to hold when it's time to go to the polls?
Now, right. It's not going to hold a scintilla of weight when it's time to walk in that booth.
Right, right. So
they'll argue, and then they'll go in the booth and be like,
"We got to get that R. We got to get that red." You know what I mean? So
what does Zero have to say about this, Mikey?
Let me translate real quick.
I hear Zero talking in the background.
Yeah, he's saying that someone just closed their car door before they went in their house, and
well, they're breathing.
He's not a big fan of them closing their car door. It's when people get home from work. Yeah, it's right after 10. So someone probably just got home from work.
That'd be making too much noise.
They need to shut the fuck up with their goddamn doors.
Is he calling is that dog speak for he's calling them a misogynist?
Probably. Knowing him.
Anti-door. You're anti-door.
Yeah, he's in the non-door party for sure. Let me go kick him in the ribs real quick.
So he's not a fan of Jim Morrison. Gotcha. So let's while Mikey kills his dog, we'll get it real quick into the midterms before we go down this topic and all of us get canceled by our own listeners.
Right.
Attorney Anna will be back with us next week or the week after to launch her show. So we're looking forward to that.
He said it wasn't him barking. He was standing in the middle of the floor like, man, it was somebody barking in here. You just missed him. You might be able to catch him.
They ran out.
He caught me head naked running on the bathroom floor. Wouldn't be.
I think I'm gonna kill this.
First thing, Madison Cawthorn. Madison Cawthorn got blown out in his first ever reelection attempt.
Coming from the chat before you get into it.
Oh, the cultural issue. All right. I said we want to get off this so we don't get canceled. Anyway.
I got you.
Go ahead and read it.
This is from Tesla. Hello, Isla. The cultural issues aren't completely dismissible. I'd probably reframe that as most of the cultural issues would be much more easily addressed if folks could pay their bills and not be worried about healthcare. Word.
I love
word. Isla. And this also from Vic Stryker in the chat. Hashtag cancel Dutch.
Please.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. He's just changed his hashtag to Jeff Stryker and get it over with.
Yeah, cancel the hashtag cancel Dutch. Make that go viral. And it might happen because I should probably be canceled. I've done some cancelable shit. I've been saying
it for years, but nobody listened.
Hey, nobody did a lot of cancelable shit in college, dude. If people knew about it.
You tough one is going.
That's totally untrue of us.
Joke's on y'all. I didn't go to college.
So you did your shit out in general public.
You did yours in junior high.
I was out there in Gen Pop fucking going buck wild.
Man, oh man. Ooh, college.
So now all
I'm glad I grew up when there was no internet. Canceled.
Right.
No internet, no smartphones.
Yeah, well, there was internet when I, but I don't think that the Yahoo chat rooms are still there.
They had them dial up.
They got your transcript somewhere. They got your AIM profile somewhere.
I'm telling you right now.
Got your AIM somewhere, dude.
If anybody tried to take a look at any of the photos I gave or received from back in them days, man, that was 144p. Them cameras was trash, man. I ain't worried about nothing coming out. Hey, y'all pull up all the grainy photos you want.
Dutch's AOL name was Pale Horse, aka Hung Like One.
The Pale Stallion.
Oh, right. I'm sure that half the people who are going to be in Congress, who are in Congress right now, the younger half, that if we had access to their MySpace pages, they probably wouldn't be in Congress.
Oh, no.
Not MySpace. Man, my MySpace was sick, though. I had a video that played every time you clicked on it.
Yep.
MySpace was a home for misogyny. Like it was, and racism, like it, but subtle stuff, right? Like it was like, you know, the thinly veiled stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sheer veil. You could see straight through it, but it was something there.
It was veiled enough for deniability.
What was y'all doing on MySpace? Like,
hey, I was on MySpace.
Ooh, I didn't have a MySpace, but
the plausible deniability of this one.
Well, you know, I actually didn't have it installed on my computer.
I didn't have a MySpace. I went to the library. Okay.
MySpace was a haven for debauchery, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I was in a band back then. So that was like I was on MySpace all day, booking shows and doing all that. Man, MySpace was the shit. Yo, bring MySpace back. Fuck Twitter.
Telling you. I feel like MySpace went out like Betamax.
We could probably buy it for how much money you got in your pocket.
They had some great concepts. It's just,
yeah,
they didn't survive the social media wars.
Nah, fucking homeboy fucking bought Time Out. Whoever that some techie dude was like, I'll buy it for what he's giving 50 or 200.
Yeah, I got recently
250 million. I'm talking about the original Time for MySpace. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got recently sold again.
Man, he sold that shit so fast. He said, yo, we can have it. I'm out. Yeah, I never have to do shit ever again. Right. I'm going to chill.
That would be nice.
Fuck a MySpace. He said, fuck them kids.
Well, and now, since we're on this, and now we've got, you see this guy in Buffalo live streamed the fucking shooting on Twitch?
That's crazy. That's
crazy. Yeah, see, he's about to shoot that white dude. He's like, sorry, you're white.
Yo, so if I fucking say or do anything out of terms of service, there's a high likelihood, depending on how bad it is, that Twitch is going to cut the fee.
Right.
Word. And you little nasty, monstrous motherfucker sat there in the chat. Y'all didn't call the police?
No, it was, man. They were like this.
No, hell
yeah. Well,
screen capping and shit.
They cut it. I think I didn't watch it, but from what I read, it was a longer stream. But once he started shooting, 2 minutes into the shooting, it got cut off. But all the lead up to it, people were like, you know, he was saying what he was going to do.
Right.
Nobody
fucked up. Ain't nobody call him nobody.
Nope.
Wow.
I mean,
it's time to lead this country. Y'all have fight. Hey, y'all fight that good fight. Me and Canada are gonna be chilling.
Yeah, nothing happens in Canada bad.
Yeah.
Shit. Not like this.
You have a moose wander through your backyard and
right. It ain't even you can easily get away from people in Canada.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take my chances with the meese. Fuck. Bring on the meese.
You been watching Big Ja?
To the max.
It's like, okay, so if the plural of goose is geese, than the Pluto Moose.
It's
gotta
Mises.
Be Mises.
Yeah.
Or Mises.
I remember.
Like, y'all both Mises. Stupid.
It's what Mises. Movie was that? What movie was that from?
It's not a movie. It's a skit. It's a
YouTuber.
No, that was from a movie also, I think. I saw that was in a movie. I remember it was in a movie. But anyway. All right. So just real quick, we're going to touch on the midterm. Say the dig today is going to be on the contract with America, because it's very I'm going to do a series on this. So we have an author coming on the show next week. Next week, I'm going to do the Young Guns, the dig on the Young Guns and the Tea Party. This week, I'm going to do the contract with America. So for those of you who don't know what that is, you're going to find out what that is in about 30 minutes. But in the meantime, we're just going to talk some shit and hang out with Jackson for a minute. And we're going to talk about the midterm. So big day for progressives, bad day for Madison Cawthorn. I think it's fun to start with Madison. That's one guy who apparently, you know, all the scandal didn't. He wasn't able to. Usually the scandal helps these guys. And in his case, it didn't, because I guess because he kind of, I mean, we're not sure if he made it up or not, but you cross the line, I guess, when you talk about orgies and cocaine with Republican senators. So that seemed to be the end of it. Not to mention sneaking a gun on a plane twice.
Hey, it's like KRS-One said, you ever think about when you out of there? That's what they, oh, he capping on us. He gonna talk about what we do. Gone.
And I guess that's embarrassing for them, because they're supposed to be, you know, the family traditional people. Yeah, what's interesting though, I was just gonna say, for Madison, it's interesting to see also, because he kind of went out the way he did. He's so young. Like, how did this term help him in his future career? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where do you really expect him to go next from here?
Now, he finna start a podcast over there with Alex Jones in about 35 minutes.
Yeah, because I don't really, you know, it's not like he had a career in Congress that was any type of significant for him to go on to be like a lobbyist. Or, I mean, he's too young. He don't necessarily know what he's doing. He doesn't have the relationships to be a lobbyist.
Well, he's got Trump, though.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got MAGA.
Yeah.
For now.
He'll do something. But I would just, you know, usually, like, you know, to be an effective lobbyist, you need to know people and you need to have some reputation. And Madison Cawthorn really is a child in the world of politics.
Oh, definitely.
So politics is an older person's game, naturally, overall. Because, again, you need relationships and reputation and shit. You know what I'm saying? So
I just wonder what sank him. Was it the cocaine orgy accusations, or was it dry humping his cousin?
It was that video, 100%. And then the
can't be cocaine, mouth humping your cousin, dude.
And then the cocaine thing was the easy out for them, because the family values thing, because they couldn't do like
the humping your cousin's mouth wasn't family values.
No. They was trying, all right, we're gonna make
that's a plan. Literal family values,
right?
Yeah, man, keeping it in the family.
But no, I think he became a bad look, you know what I mean? It was just, and he was kind of, I think, rather useless, you know, because he wasn't like garnering the type of attention that really was helping them. And again, he's a kid. And he don't know nobody, and don't nobody know him. So it's kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, get this guy out of here. I think they were looking at it.
I think he was their token, and he kind of outlived his usefulness. Like, yeah, we'll keep you around, man, just because you look good for us to like take photos of you and shit. It's like, but you can't be wilding.
Right.
Nah, he wilding too much. Get him out. Get him out.
Plus he lied about being in the military. I mean, this guy was just. These are the people. So here's the funny thing. He's the one who is outed. Marjorie Taylor Greene, not yet outed. And she's 1,000 times worse.
She ain't fucked up big enough and bad enough.
Yeah, well, she's the appropriate type of ridiculous. Right. Because, again, she's married. She's, you know, she still represents those values that they can tout. So, and people like her online. You know, so I guess that she hasn't caused the right kind of embarrassment to them.
She's raised a lot of fucking money too, which is fucking ridiculous. And she's running her opponent, by the way, Marcus Flowers. I've been trying to get him on. I gave up, but he definitely is a viable candidate. So if you guys are looking into who's running against her, Marcus Flowers is a super, super strong candidate there in Georgia. But so yeah, Madison Cawthorn is gone. Sticking with the GOP, looks like we don't know if Dr. Oz is going to be a senator or not yet. He's in a neck and neck race. I'm just trying to. I liked Dr. Oz on like Oprah and his show. I thought he was interesting. I thought he was trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And like, this just goes to show you the liberal media, apparently not so liberal, because they position this guy as like the most trustworthy person in America for two decades. They used to do the same thing with Rudy Giuliani, you know? And it's like, I don't know if was I naive? Did I not? I don't know. What do you guys think on Dr. Oz? Because that all came as a shock to me when I found out he was like not just a MAGA guy, but like he was in the MyPillow guy sphere, turns out. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on Dr. Oz and whether or not he's got a legit shot. But
well, I think that he just did what he thought was necessary to put himself in a position to win. You know, because and some of the Republican base has had issues with his reversing stances with like gun rights and vaccines and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that he just knows that the Republican Party is kind of in the position that it is with their base and what excites them. And he just saw an opportunity. You know, I think the type of person he is probably is more. I mean, no, I was about to say more like what you saw on Oprah, but clearly it's not, because he's willing to sacrifice what people thought of him to win an election. And if he does win that seat, he's going to have to appease to the base. So, you know, maybe he just doesn't really care about much of anything.
Yeah. And it's funny, when Trump endorses him, the number one thing he says is, well, the guy was on TV for 18 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean, that's how he ticks. And that's why I thought that, I mean, I always figured that Dr. Oz had a good chance of winning the primary, because it's like he was on TV. Everybody yeah. knows who he is. He's well spoken. He's a good looking guy. He just has all the attributes that would give him that airtime and that clout that really can make a difference. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, his stances originally were a bit more liberal. So he had to change that up a bit. So if he does win, it's just going to be because of his celebrity. That'll be it.
So do you think it's fake?
You mean like his stances now?
Yeah. Is he Candace Owensing this shit?
That would be my guess. I mean, I don't know like about him extensively.
What's the motivation for getting in though? Why
is he running?
Yeah, because like it's like he has less. He technically, you can make an argument that he would have less power in the Senate than he would on TV.
Maybe someone talked him into it. Maybe it's just something for him to do. You know, like, because he kind of is at that stage of life where, like, you know, like that between the 50s and like 70s. Whoa. That's kind of like
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
Well, what?
Be 50 in a couple months.
Well, what I was gonna say.
He's a little sensitive with that number right now.
What I was getting at is just in terms of kind of like
cancel Jackson hashtag
right now.
He's an ageist.
An ageist.
right. Exactly. I'm an ageist. Exactly. But no, just I was getting at just kind of that's kind of like that. Good age range for like joining some type of higher elected office. You know, you've lived your life in such a way that you have a professional career to look back at. Maybe perhaps you have children, perhaps you've done a lot in life to put you in a position where maybe that's all it was for him. You know, he's lived his life up to a certain point. He's got a lot of accomplishments. Maybe he figures that this is just something for him to do, because I can't imagine that he believes that he actually can make a difference. You know what I mean? Because if he does make a difference, it certainly won't be through the Republican Party. And even if he ran as a Democrat, I mean, you know, we're just
he's got to do like my grandfather, my father-in-law did. That mug came over to the crib in a freaking Corvette. That's what he needs. If you need something to do, go buy a Corvette, go buy a Mustang, go buy a Maybach or something if you're Dr. Oz. Don't go faking the funk to get into office and not know what the fuck you're gonna do.
And that's really I don't think he has much of an answer, because
what type of ideas can he offer?
Y'all really gonna make me go to this man's website? I hate you.
What is he? I'm curious.
I'm like, what is your platform? What do you in your doctoring career, and not even a real doctor?
Yeah,
doctoring is debatable. What are you offering to the country?
No, he was a real doctor, and even Swede had said that he was like one of the friend of the show. Irish Swede had said that there was a time with what's the condition does Swede have?
Swede has
he's got Marfan's.
Swede has Marfan syndrome, and he had a type 1 ascending aortic dissection.
Yeah, and two things on that. Number one, Swede is a pretty reputable guy. He said on this show a while back that there was a time when Oz was like the number one leading surgeon on that. And Oprah is, believe me, Oprah does background checks on people as far as like at least what's on their resume. You know what I mean? She ain't going to hire no doctor who wasn't really a doctor. I don't believe that Oprah is that naive.
Well, she would, eats babies and drinks their blood.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
She's got a standing reservation at that pizza place.
Yeah, Comet Ping Pong. Yeah, said Comet Ping Pong.
But yeah, no, I don't know what the hell he's doing, and I don't think he does either.
I just think I pay attention, right? And I didn't know that he was crazy until a few months back.
But again, is he though?
Well, the things that he's saying are. But what I'm saying is Joe Schmo in the middle doesn't pay a lot, who's not on Twitter, you know, he might see Dr. Oz in there and be like, oh, I've trusted him for 18 and not know anything about what his platform is and just vote for him. You know what I mean?
I take my car to the Infiniti dealer and have them do the oil change and the diagnostic checks because I trust them on that. But I ain't gonna let him inspect my urethra. You know what I mean? I mean,
unless just because he's very handsome.
Dr. Oz is a trusted doctor doesn't mean he's gonna be a trusted politician. He could be fucking batshit crazy and incompetent.
I'd like to know his stance on the COVID vaccines.
Okay. This is particularly choice. It all starts with you. Dr. Oz has advocated for decades that we, the people, are empowered to change our lives for the better. What the fuck does that even mean? We can recognize
Bane. He's Bane. He's Bane, the people.
We can recognize
as a nation that choices we make.
I can't. We make about what we eat affect the cost of our healthcare. The easier we make it to get a job means fewer people are dependent on government.
Oh, of course.
Oh my God!
Telling people to seek bare minimum rather than aspiring for greatness leads to an ever-growing chasm between those left behind and the elite.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because
who are all too happy to tell them how to live your life.
That's right. Yeah, because you telling someone who says just go for the bare minimum. Who says that?
No, you know what?
Ain't Chosky's.
Look at all the dog whistles about minimum wage.
Younger, the government get people off. Will get people a job. Get them off government. It's just
get them off government.
Dr. Oz obviously
has no political passion. He has no political passion.
Here. Don't scroll up here. Hold on a second.
Dr. Oz, hold on. Not read Dispatches from the Waste Roar by Tim White. Tim Wise.
How is he acting like he's not a fucking elite, bro? You had a fucking TV show. Are you fucking kidding me right now? You were a heart surgeon. You're talking about coal? His website's talking about how they want
coal. Oh, beautiful.
Coal. He's an elite telling people how to live their lives right now in his fucking website.
But here's the funny thing. This, just take this statement without any of the context before or after it on its own. Telling people to seek the bare minimum rather than aspiring for greatness leads to an ever-growing chasm between those left behind and the elites, who are all too happy to tell you how to live your life. That statement by itself,
right,
sounds like something I would say.
But he's an elite.
I knew you were a doctor.
But he's saying it blaming welfare,
mm-hmm,
instead, yep, of blaming the capitalist, the crony capitalism that leads to people making $5 an hour.
Right. He's blaming social safety nets and ignoring the fact that corporation after corporation has sought to crush unions at every turn.
See, but that's the thing that these conservatives miss. And I know, Jackson, you guys talk about this a lot on TYT, is like, it's, they, what, this is a fundamental problem with America. You would not have a welfare problem if a minimum wage job paid you more than what you could get on welfare.
Right.
But they pay you about the same. So why? So of course there's going to be people who are going to be like, why should I go to work for $6 an hour, $7 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is,
when I can, unemployment is going to pay me 15.
Right.
Well, and even outside of that, I mean, if the economic opportunities are better in general, people need purpose. You know, and not to say that like just having some job is necessarily your purpose. Your purpose could be your family. Your purpose could be all types of things. It could be hobbies you have. Anything could be a part of your purpose. But people don't, we're not made to just want to sit around and do nothing. That is a very small percentage of people. Like, we're not even built that way. Like, right, that's not even what the human being is. So that argument just in and of itself is counterintuitive to what the human being is. People are active. We want to work. We want to be part of something important. You know, so again, it's like that. Just the whole argument itself, it's like, oh, okay.
It's just a big dog whistle towards certain people.
That's all it is. And so then again, they don't want to raise the minimum wage, but it's just all a bunch of bullshit.
Well, they figure if they cut welfare completely, then you have no choice but to work for minimum wage, and now they control you.
Right. Gotcha. Exactly. So this is his response to COVID-19. Dr. Oz is a world-class heart surgeon who holds numerous patents.
Okay.
Has written hundreds.
He's not an immunologist.
Of original peer-reviewed publication. He's not an
epidemiologist.
Listen, Haas. God damn it. He knows the truth.
I can't read the screen. It's too light for me.
He knows the truth.
But I'm going to tell you right now. Just based on the fact that he had to qualify who he was before he gave you his opinion, tells you his opinion is bad.
He knows the truth, Dutch interrupting ass. You don't know the truth. He knows the truth. God damn it.
You can't handle the truth.
He can't even handle the goddamn truth over here talking. And the science about combating COVID and understands how it really affects you and your family. He knows. Stop acting like you know. He knows.
Just listen to him.
Just listen, for fuck's sake. While elites, there they go with them elites, with yards, tell those without yards to stay inside where the virus.
I'm not an
waiting.
Elite.
What?
I got a yard.
Wait, that's elites with yards. Without yards to stay inside where the virus was waiting.
That was your qualifier. That's your qualifier for being
mask
elite?
Up. And hold they on. Want you to mask up when they got yards.
So when they call people back to work. Uh-huh. And 60% of people's offices were coming down with COVID, uh-huh, and having to shut the whole place down. Uh-huh. Where was the yard? Where was the yard at?
That's what I'm saying.
That's just a horrible. It's corny too. It's like only elite. Like most people with houses have yards.
Right. It may be a small yard. It may be a small yard. I got to mow something on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Right, like I'm
mowing the sidewalk.
I got a little bit of something to mow on Wednesdays and Sundays. I'm gonna tell you that, and I'm proud of it. But I'm not an elite. I mean, goddamn, he put me in the elite category.
And how many people are in these homes with them? You know what I'm saying? It's like they can't be away from each other.
Dr. Oz don't have a yard, so stop trying to call him an elite.
Look,
oh yeah,
on his big ass house, he definitely don't have no yard.
I don't want to hear. anything from an elite like you, Mikey, with your hat.
Okay. Right. Bro, I worked hard in life, okay? That's why I had nice things. I made this hat from this hat. I made this hat from nothing.
I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and I got this fucking hat.
These elites, no one helped
me. The government definitely didn't help me.
You elites with their clothes.
Yeah, these hats and watches.
Hold on, bro.
Do you see this watch? I made this metal footage watch by myself.
You damn elites with your websites. Like, that's what this
is. Is that the last sentence right there?
While elites with internet.
No, finish it up, Mikey.
Those without internet what to do.
Oh, my God.
While elites with yards tell those without yards to stay inside where the virus was waiting and mask up.
Wait, stop, stop.
No, you told me to go.
The virus was waiting just
sitting on the couch.
Right. It's just in the crib. It's in the crib watching Dr. Oz.
The virus is sitting on the couch, just kind of pats the cushion right next to them.
Had a martini.
Oh, you home? I guess I'll infect you now.
How was work? I think you should spend some more time at home with me.
This is a disqualifier. Just this is a total disqualifier for Senate.
Look, wait a minute. He says Dr. Oz has been putting his expertise to work on behalf of us. How? No,
continue on, Mikey.
Where the virus was waiting.
It was waiting.
And mask up. Dr. Oz has been putting his expertise to work on behalf of us. Dr. Oz is opposed to prolonged business shutdowns. He believes it is critical to keep our children in school because the science overwhelmingly supports it.
And that's it. And that's all he says.
That's
and
the look. This is look how small it is on his website compared to like every other page. Here, let me get it.
He's a physician. So this is supposed to be the area where he has the most to say.
Right.
He's a physician that doesn't specialize in the area that this COVID-19 has.
I don't even know if he's a physician. I think he's a surgeon. Like it's like you go through med school, but then you are hyper focused. Like I have a friend, maybe we can get him on, student Dr. Ben. Like that's another whole separate thing. So he's not going to know about fucking any of this.
Exactly.
He went to med school in what, like 80 fucking one? Like, yeah, but he does not remember this shit.
Yes, but he's a practicing physician, at least up until recently. So,
but does that make you a virologist?
Hold on. What he is saying. So, if you think, look at what he wrote. That is the short, like Mikey said, that's the shortest statement on Old Boy's website, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't say much there. He talks nonsense about yards and kids going back to school. He's leaving out all of the things that people argue about with. The kind of the exception about the schooling, right?
Let me finish.
Okay. What he is not saying here is that vaccines don't work. He didn't say anything about vaccines not working. Nope. He didn't say anything about being fake. So, but he also cannot say those things because if he says those things on his website, he will not win the election. So he is actually, in a way,
worse.
You can see that he knows these vaccines work. And he knows that this was at least a real virus. And he knows these things because he's not going out there and jeopardize his medical license by putting false information online. He's being very soft about it. So you got to read what's not there, right?
Also, what was really great on there was Dr. Oz has been putting his expertise to work, but neglected to add a couple of paragraphs about how he's putting his expertise to work. Because that's my follow-up question. How, Dr. Oz, how are you putting your expertise to work on behalf of us?
Cutting up mad COVID, son.
His campaign is really bad. His whole campaign is just,
it's Dr. trash.
Oz. The whole thing is, I'm Dr. Oz.
Hey, Jackson, I'm sorry. Do you have a yard?
He do.
If you don't, then shut the hell up and go away.
Listen to him. Right. You know. Listen to how he talking to us. You know he got a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
That is a new that is going to stick on this show for a long time. I guarantee it.
Right. You damn elite in your yards. You damn elite in your yards.
We should have
everybody on my block. Everybody on my block, including the freaking pipe fitter next door, is an elite because he's got a fucking yard.
Right, he said, y'all broke peons don't even have yards.
Right.
Y'all don't even have yards.
You broke bitches.
You broke motherfuckers.
You can't even get a yard, you fucking
you fucking brokies. You
fucking humps.
But look at also, like, he's assuming that most of the people voting for him don't have yards.
Don't have a fucking yard. You ain't even got a yard.
Exactly.
Look at these elites with yards, B.
No, he seriously has his campaign is horrible, and
you fucking
why is he even running? Why is he even running?
This is the worst.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
And he sounds like Eddie Murphy's campaign in The Distinguished Gentleman, Jack Johnson, the name you know.
Pretty much. I mean, no, there's like literally, I mean, his life would be better like it is, not being in the Senate. I mean, honestly.
Why do you want to get in the Senate and fuck your life up, dude?
No, seriously. I mean, look, if you, especially if you are like majorly monetarily successful, there, unless you have a real, real conviction to be in the House or the Senate, why do it? Because you ain't making that much money compared to the money that he has. You ain't making nothing.
And you actually got more power outside of it influencing the politicians than you do on the inside.
Is he trying to trying to swing for that Surgeon General joint?
Man, I think somebody talked him into it. This sounds like somebody talked his ass into running. That's what it sounds like to me. Because
this
I
website
see,
looked like it took about 15 minutes to make.
Yeah, no, there's like I see no passion, no reason. I see nothing.
Wizard of Oz. Who's the man behind the curtain?
I have a new game for us to play. Bum. Welcome everybody to the new game show called "How much do you think this motherfucker is charging for this?"
It's a long name.
So this is
Jackson. You got me doing it. You got me doing it now, Jackson.
Right. Man.
So
it's warming up, man.
So this is a Dr. Oz set of two. Beverage cooler, a koozie, if you will. How much you think that'll be?
Beverage cooler, the foam joints?
Yeah, the foam joints. You get a set of two.
$25.
$25 from
Haas. $75.
Dutch.
The famine is right.
Dutch, play the damn game right. $75. Come on now.
Hey, it's Dr. Oz.
$30.
They probably cure COVID.
$15. That's a budget. That's a deal.
That's a savings.
If you order in the next 2 hours, does he double the order for you?
No, you get a free yard.
Just pay separate shipping and handling.
which one? Put in your yard.
You need that koozie while you sit on your lawn chair. On your trailer because you ain't got no yard.
Because you don't have a fucking yard. You got a gravel drive up.
Now this is a controversial item on the list, especially for somebody who thinks people who have yards are in fact elites. Dr. Oz for Senate yard sign. How much do you think it is? Now this is has to
oh,
be for
shit.
Elites.
Only. Hold on, he's pandering to the elites.
He is pandering to the fucking elites on his own fucking website.
Pandering to the elites.
Boom, you
the elites with yards that he just missed. He's still trying to get
there. Boom, you short bitch. I caught you right in your own website.
Yo, that's hilarious.
This motherfucker has a goddamn Mehmet Oz for Senate yard sign when he just said elite with yards are telling those without yards what to do.
But here,
this is
you gotta buy that yard sign and hang it in your window. You fucking
that's what I was about to say. Maybe you could put it in your window because you ain't got no yard.
Hey,
you ain't got no yard.
That is ironic.
Trailer home, you goddamn peasant.
Why don't you staple it to your cardboard box, Brocky? Right.
Make it a bumper sticker. Get some 3M strips if you can save up enough money.
This shit is hilarious. I didn't think that his campaign would be this bad. I really didn't. But there's nothing there. There's literally nothing there. But hey, I'm Dr. Oz.
It never dawned on him, though. That's how dumb he is. It never dawned on him for a second that if you're going to use yards as a barometer
for elitism,
that you probably and you're going to I'm all for bad mouthing elites to a degree, but
yeah,
never occurred to you that
you might not want to spell yard signs.
Maybe not on the website. Not on the same website.
Hand them shits out. Hand them shits out at your campaign stop.
This man had nothing to do with the construction of his campaign.
But who approved that shit?
Right. That's what I'm saying. He couldn't have.
Who said, you know, in our verbiage under COVID-19, we talk about a lease with yards.
Yeah, yeah. Telling because they do.
Those of us are target demo without yards because everybody knows
they're broke.
Non-elites don't have fucking yards.
God. Absolutely, absolutely, yes, yes.
So why would we be selling yard signs to people that, because most of the electorate are not elites, so they don't have yards.
I mean,
nobody said that. No,
even if in the picture there's a little yard spike.
I mean, but
it's called a yard sign. We just have to, that's what they called it on their website. So we had to call it the yard.
Maybe they think if the grass is dead or if it's all weeds, it's not a yard.
It's maybe just a kind of sign.
What? Wait,
that's the name of that kind of sign.
Maybe it's a yard long.
Yes, it is actually a yard long. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a yard. It's 1 yard of material.
See, that's how you get around it.
Exactly.
Get
around it. There we go. Dimensions.
It's
3 feet by 3 feet.
And then the color key at the bottom.
So that's a yard. Yeah.
No, but you know what, though? What just really dawned to me is what are other Republicans running for office? What are their campaign websites like? Are they anything there? Are they like this? I mean, my guess would be that they probably aren't too different from this.
I have an idea.
You ain't got to say much when people are going to vote for the letter next to your name.
This has been so much. Look, I wasn't expecting to do this. This has been so much fun. The next time Jackson comes back, maybe when we'll get you back in a month or so. Let's just go through and do nothing else but read Republican websites. This is, I think we'll have the best time ever.
No, for real. That would be the funniest shit ever, because my guess would be that most of them are similar to that, because like how I said, you don't got to say much when they just voting for a letter next to your name.
So I have an idea. We could play Republican election bingo. Okay. Republican election website bingo.
Okay.
And here's and then, the thing. We'll also, make up some boards, and then you can like.
Here's the thing, is that most, I'm going to generalize here, allegedly.
Allegedly, sprinkle that allegedly.
Conservative voters, they're going to skip past COVID-19, going to skip past healthcare, they're going to skip past immigration and go right to abortion and the Second Amendment. And as long as you say what they need to hear on those two issues, you're good.
Pretty much, because the Republican base is very adamant about criminalizing abortion. And that is something that just a lot of the deep voting base does want to see.
I'm Catholic and I vote pro-life.
The Nebraska governor, I can't recall his name, but he was just on CNN and he was like, yes, this is what, because I can't recall the anchor, but she was questioning him about the bill that they just put through about there's no protections for rape or incest. And he was on live television saying that's still a baby. We want to protect the baby. I mean, these people aren't hiding this. Ironically, though, it'll be interesting to see the strategy, because national Republicans, they got to be as kind of quiet about this as much as possible for the people who are in the House and the Senate. But from a state level, the Republicans.
On the state level, they getting buck wild.
They are loudly saying, yeah, we all for this.
We don't care if your cousin raped your niece, raped his niece.
But I mean, it's
baby. God don't make no mistakes.
It's crazy.
Except
to
for
in
the case of homosexuals and Negroes and goddamn Hispanics.
And apparently Madison Cawthorn.
Apparently so.
Hey, God, if God struck you with paralysis, you must have done something.
That's a very smart point. What did he do to deserve that?
What did he do to deserve the lack of use of his lower limbage? God punished him.
Yeah. For something.
For something.
Now you,
maybe it was dry humping his cousin in the fucking mouth. Maybe, because I don't think he was paralyzed when he was doing that shit.
No, he was, but
God here's the damn! He's supposed to be paying penance.
But here's the thing. No, Haas. See, God knew he was going to do that.
Yeah,
it was a pre-punishment. God is the ultimate minority report.
He was Amit.
Oh.
Not Khonshu. The other one.
Khonshu.
Yeah, not Khonshu. He didn't want Amit wanted to punish them before.
Yes.
He was punished by Amit.
Right.
Not by Khonshu, who would have waited until after he butt raped his cousin.
So he actually orally raped his cousin.
No.
Wait a minute. Who's taking the video? Wait a minute. Who took the video? Did he set the camera up and then crawl over there and,
nope,
and put his penis friend. In his mouth?
Huh? His friends were
some other friend.
Wait a minute. Your friends watch you put your penis in some dude's in your family member's mouth and taped it? Like it's funny? Where the fuck? Who are these people?
Where was this video when he ran the first time?
Who are these people?
All right.
Hey,
let's
go fuck your cousin in the mouth. That's funny.
Let's get to some of the good news. All right, because we got to get to the dig, and I know it's late for Jackson. So it was a good day for some of the progressives out there.
Except in Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania actually.
They let that far right dude become governor.
Well, yeah, he hasn't become governor yet. He's
the governor elect.
He's the Republican nominee
for
governor.
Okay. All right. Well, he's still probably lose. Okay.
I did think so. Connor Lamb, who is a centrist, lost to this Fetterman fella, who is more of a progressive, though he is very pro Israel, which, you know, I'm not anti-Israel. I think we should support Israel because they're a democracy. But I think that democracy does some bad shit and we should call it out, especially when it comes to Palestine. Right. So,
but
Fetterman is, I believe it's pronounced Fetterman. He is way more closer to the progressive lane than Connor Lamb. Now, real quick on Connor Lamb, though, I will give Connor Lamb much respect because while he is a centrist and essentially a Republican, de facto, he was the first, I don't know if you guys remember this, in 2018, he set the bar, right? He had a special election. He won that special election. It was the very first of what ended up being the red wave. And really, it was a barometer for how that was going to go. And I think it motivated a lot of Democratic voters to say, hey, you know what? We can flip up these seats. So I will always remember the Connor Lamb victory for that because it took the House away from Trump. That being said, let's not pretend that Connor Lamb is not snuggling up to Joe Manchin, right? So, like, he is Joe Manchin light and did not want him to be the senator. Now, he would have been better than the Republicans still, but, you know, just more ratcheting would have gone on with Connor Lamb. There was a big upset on the congressional side. You have another somewhat progressive candidate in McLeod Skinner, who is way ahead of Eric Schrader in Oregon for that House seat. And Eric Schrader is one of the guys who killed the Build Back Better plan, right? He was one of the deciding votes to kill that plan and kill Biden's agenda on that. And he has paid for that now, at least as of this morning. He was losing to McLeod Skinner. 61-38 with about half, a little over half of the precincts reporting. So that is a pretty good size win because anytime you can take down an establishment candidate, I mean, that's AOC territory for the most part, that sort of win. So your thoughts on and there's actually there's a couple more. We'll talk about these and I'll let you guys talk about them. Well, you posted something, Jackson, earlier on Summer Lee. Did you want to take that one or?
Well, I know right now she's like 0.4 percentage points ahead. It's like 41.7 to 41.3. So they're still counting that. But overall, I think it's definitely it's always good to see any types of wins. You know what I'm saying? Especially in through here when we're dealing with the Democratic Party, Biden administration, who has not fulfilled large parts of his agenda. You know, running on $10,000 student loan cancellation, still looking at what he's going to do with that. You know, the Democrats.
Nothing.
Yeah. You know, the Democrats not being able to successfully codify Roe v. Wade. So there's a lot of things that the Democrats are facing right now. So for us to have some progressive wins at all is definitely not only good news, but also just good you know, just influence for people to get more involved in their communities in any way that they can, because at the end of the day, this really is on us.
Yeah. It's funny because Summer Lee, she was winning that race big in the polls. And then a couple of weeks ago, her opponent, who I forget the name, Steve Irwin, I think is a businessman. He is a centrist candidate who is backed by all these PACs. And they came in, and because, you know, she supports Palestine, and he came in pro-Israel, and the Democratic Party, of course, loves that. And again, like I just made a statement on Israel. I stand by it. But I also don't think that pro-Israel PACs should be trying to influence elections because someone supports Palestine, God forbid. Last but not least, we have probably the biggest race, which is the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby, correct?
Knew that.
We have I know the guy's last name is Booker. I'm trying to remember. Oh, Charles Booker in Kentucky, big win. He ran for Congress a couple of years ago and fell short. Did pretty well, but fell just short. And now, I mean, 70-something% of the vote in the Democratic primary. So he will be taking on Rand Paul. Tough. It's going to be a tough one to win. But this guy is, I've watched some interviews with Mr. Booker, and he's the real deal. So I'm going to have to, he might be a little bit too big in his britches right now for Dick on America, but I'm definitely going to reach out and try to get him on this show.
Hey, should he be so lucky? Hopefully we have the time to sneak him in. I mean, we got a very complicated schedule ourselves. So, you know,
we
very do. Exclusive to get on the show.
Hey, we launched the careers of.
Got to fill out the questionnaire.
A lot of people who are going to win. Hey, we launched Bruno, and then he did so good that he stopped running for Congress and went and hung out with Mark Hamill. I mean, that's a win right there.
It can happen to anybody who comes on the show. You might be shaking hands with Mark Hamill next.
Right.
We'll be watching pictures of, you know, Jackson will be hanging out with Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill.
He'll be the light-skinned. You know? Jackson's going to be the light-skinned member of Wakandan Army, dude.
Yep. The only one.
Right.
The token light skinned warrior.
The token red bone.
The red bone wolf.
You know, I'm like playing the movie back to my head. I'm like, damn, that show didn't have no light skin. They ain't leave. No.
It'll be the white wolf and the cinnamon wolf.
Exactly. Cinnamon. Look at the racism on this show against the red bones.
Hey, it's not racism, it's colorism.
It's colorism. Dude.
Colorism, shit, damn it, get it right.
Anybody racist around here? We colorists.
Get your isms correct, man.
Man,
it's colorism.
I have too many isms. Goddamn,
I'll be sure look alike, motherfucker.
Coming out here with your tank top on.
Come on out here with your tank top on.
This life is just a little bitch, you know, a little comfortable.
Dreads on and stuff, man. God damn it.
I just lit up one of my homies the same way. I was like, hey, I see you got your hair relocked up. That's nice. Oh, you got the beard trimmed. Oh, that's a Sanford and Son t-shirt. Man, you ain't shit. Let me tell you.
I'm hating right now.
It's all
never going to be shit.
Trying to bring the early 90s back.
Man.
Remember, it was Al B. Sure, Christopher Williams, all these light-skinned motherfuckers fucking up my dating life.
Oh, so you bitter.
The tables turned, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once but they've turned nice again.
Blade, dude.
Look, the tables have turned again.
He said but Blade. Matter.
Even if the tables never turned, I got my own table in the game. You know.
This is long before Wesley Snipes.
I had to build a table. I was out in the back building a table, dude.
That's where they won dating. You were covered in sawdust, building the table, and she's like, "You trying to go?"
Where were you building the table at in the back?
In the back of the subdivision in Beacon Ridge in Bolingbrook.
Yeah, but
hell
where,
no,
were
not
you in,
Beacon Ridge.
Were you, so were you in your yard?
Bro.
Section 8 heavy.
Were you in your
Amberton.
Yard?
I lived in Amberton.
I guess you could call it a yard because it was a strip of grass.
Okay, that's what we thought. You're an elite.
It would probably
anyway.
Take me 30 seconds to mow it, but I guess I'm an elite. I grew up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I had 10 square feet of grass.
It was handed down from my father.
I can mow it in 10 seconds with my freaking scissors, but you know.
The mow with some clippers.
No, I got to get the ride mower out.
You good, fam. You good.
Dr. Oz walking through your back, walking through the back of your house.
Right.
Look, oh, like, I literally, see a blade.
You walk out the back of my house, and in 2.5 seconds, you are outside. In the parking lot.
Hey, that's, was there a blade?
How, that's how big my yard was.
Was there a blade of grass growing in the crack in the sidewalk?
It was about 12 blades. I had about 12 blades of grass in the yard.
But you're just.
I must be a one percenter. I grew up privileged.
Elite. Wow. You're an elite light.
Wow.
Right. I'm a diet elite.
12, huh? You had to have all 12. You couldn't give one to each neighbor around you.
In the world of elite, I guess I'm a truly.
Man. Only you. Exactly.
Just a quick thought on this, and then we'll play a quick game with Jackson, and then we'll get to the
okay.
Game.
Oh, wait, before you do that, Booker. I remember something. I have a tangent.
Okay,
I
like to use my tangent after this real quick.
No, it's important. It's important. Oh,
all right.
It's go very ahead. Important.
All right, no worries. Go ahead. Ruin the show. You're fine.
Thank you. So me and my wife watched fucking Dodgeball. She had never seen Dodgeball before.
Really?
What?
And we watched it yesterday. And it's aged okay. It's not as bad. But the funny thing I wanted to bring up with y'all after watching it is throughout the movie, they keep calling homegirl, I forget her name, Christine something, the softball girl, the girl who throws really good, the chick.
Yeah, Marsha Brady.
They keep calling her a lesbo the whole movie.
Yes.
And I was like, he's like, I don't care who's here. That dyke can throw. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of not great.
Yeah.
But then they plot twisted and made her gay. Yes. And I was
made
like,
her bisexual.
Yeah. And I was like, they still can't say that, right? Like, I was like conflicted and confused because, like, I knew the twist was coming. And she was just like, my wife was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this?
I am still of the mind that comedy gets a wider lane. And if they're making fun of themselves, like it's look, there's a big difference. And I'm not trying to defend Dave Chappelle has crossed the line. Right. I think we all agree with that on numerous occasions.
Nah, Haas loves him. He's got a tattoo on his back.
I still love him. But hey, you can love someone and understand that they have crossed the line on certain issues and take them to task on those issues.
Right.
Good answer.
So the point is,
I learned by watching you.
Dave Chappelle.
You all right?
I knew you guys were related. Did you go hump him? But
I know you didn't say all black people related. Fuck you, Dutch.
You called him dad, Dutch. You jagbag. No, you're more light skinned than dude. You can't be. You're closer to Jackson and from St. Black, Louis.
That's the
you
great guys thing might about be brothers. Blackness is blackness can create every color on the spectrum.
Oh yeah, that's my light, homie. I can just go ahead and darken that up right there for you.
You're St. Louis dark homie up there. So you guys probably are like 14th cousins. But the
listen to this.
But yo, the point
get the
is
hashtag started, y'all. Hold on, let me get on.
Cancel Dutch.
But see,
right now, just put it.
That's
chat.
The point. But that's the point. When you like what I just did, I'm trying to be humorous. So when you have, but I'm not failing. Obviously a stand up comedian. I can fail at it. But that hey, just because you fail at comedy doesn't mean you didn't try to do comedy. But you have, but you would have a wider lane when you are in a comedic atmosphere or you are a comedian. Dave Chappelle would not have any lane if he were running for Congress. That's why I'm saying, like, there is no plausible deniability for Marjorie Taylor Greene, where there is some for Chappelle, because you don't know 100% if I think we figured it out now, but like, usually we don't know if a comedian is actually even being serious. Mm-hmm. They could just be
takes a minute. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. telling a joke. Right. So it's like, and you have to give a wider lane for comedy. There is still a line, but it's way further than it is for somebody who's in politics or public life, you know, or just giving an interview on like MTV or whatever like that.
Yeah, you get a wider lane in comedy than you do as a pastor. You get a wider lane in comedy than you do as a CFO or a CEO. Yeah. Or even a freaking finance manager or supervisor. You should get a wider lane in comedy than those places.
And comedy's supposed to take the crazier, murkier parts of life and lighten them up so that we can laugh at them.
Right. Like this dude, this corrections officer that made this joke about the Buffalo massacre. And I guess a person got his number and called him live and recorded it. And this dude was trying to say, I was joking. I was just trying to be humorous. Bro, it's been what, 72 hours?
And well, you know, it's a false flag event. So, you know,
Alex. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Soros paid actors.
Yeah, Soros paid.
If you look, you'll see that the same actors that were there at Tops were also at Sandy Hook. They computer generated light in their skin pigments.
They were at Christchurch too.
They were yes, and they were also over at the church that Dillon Roof was at.
Yes,
so, I mean these actors
and Parkland and Columbine, they were everywhere.
Traveling actors.
Yes,
and they do CGI post production to change the color pigments as they wish.
If you watch real closely, you'll see their names pop up in the credits of all the Marvel movies because they do the CGI.
Yeah.
You know, the names are clearly there.
Right there.
You just have to look, do your own research.
I'm telling you. You ain't got to believe me.
No. Watch Doctor Strange. Do your own research.
Yeah.
There's there's a certain tweet in the chat if you guys can just go ahead and share that out.
The multiverse is the Soros project.
There's no question about it. So let's do
wait. Look, let's look. What's the tweet in the chat?
Oh, just when y'all get a second, just go ahead and click on that, like it, share it, make sure everybody sees that you know.
All right, I'll share that. let's do before we go to the dig. Well, actually, let's do it that way. You want to do snap one or four down with Jackson? Which one do you guys want to do?
Oh, we did
four down.
Okay, let's do four down. All right, let's go on Audible. Big Haas 21. Jackson.
Big Haas 50?
We'll ask you four questions. You'll give us four answers.
All right, let's do it.
When you were a kid, and you if you go back to your childhood, would you play Uno or Yahtzee?
Come on now.
Uno?
100%.
Okay. I like the Yahtzee.
You see the threads? Don't play Yahtzee.
Definitely Uno.
You're a braidist. You're saying that braided people can't like Yahtzee?
Nah, just man. There. Uno is the prerequisite to get into the grown folks' spade table.
Right.
You had to master Uno.
You got to master Uno before you could go play spades.
Yeah.
Yes, but you had to play spades.
You gotta play spades before you play tonk or bid whist.
But you gotta play Yahtzee before you can roll craps.
No, you don't. You ain't gotta do that.
Who told you that shit?
The same person who told you what you said.
Uno and Yahtzee, that was not a hard choice.
All right, bad question.
Definitely Uno.
All right, Mikey.
I keep going back to like the same two questions. I'm starting to feel like an old record here. I'm doing it anyway. It's the middle of the night. You need a little snacky poo. What are you grabbing from the pantry or the fridge in the middle
of the night? It's okay. I like these questions. I like that question. What's your favorite midnight snack?
Probably like a Nutri-Grain bar, a granola bar, some shit like that.
I knew he was going to say some healthy shit. I knew he was going to say some healthy shit. I thought he was going to say some eucalyptus water or some shit like that.
some cucumber.
I get some peach kombucha.
But not too much, you know what I'm saying? Something kombucha. Wholesome, grainy, but not too much, you know?
I have some quinoa seeds that have been activated that I just know.
That's a steel-cut oats.
Yeah. I'll go get power oats.
I can't just get up in the middle of the night and eat like. Well, no, let me stop lying because I'll be high as hell.
That's what I'm saying. I know you'd be making a full meal.
I'll be full meal, cookies.
Whatever I
land upon, it's basically what I will eat.
Yeah,
the hunger.
I'll get up and I'll make a whole peanut butter and jelly sandwich on both brownberry whole wheat bread. Put some skinny pop popcorn there. Make a cup of Kool-Aid, eat the whole thing, and go back to sleep. Like I didn't even get up.
Shit,
I was hungry.
I make a damn
Yeah, no, it depends on what's in the fridge, and it just depends.
I feel
on
you. I feel you, brother. I feel
you. What I'm saying? It just depends.
I be trying to be healthy sometimes. I'm a personal trainer, so I'm trying to be healthy. But sometimes I'll be like,
just work it off, man.
Eat that hot popcorn and call it a day.
You work it off, you feel me? And you be good.
Right.
Well, overall, I eat well. So, you know, if you can get
80%, if you can get 80% per week, you be all right.
Eat like shit a couple times, you all right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly the goal.
All right. But so my question to you is, you had a shit day. You had a really tough day, mm-hmm. right? What is the song that you would listen to that just let it all melt away and you feel refreshed at by the end of the song?
Oh man, this is hard because I'm such a music lover. I just listen to music. I just love music. I don't know, man.
What's the cow gone bath of music for you to just take you away?
It's maybe, I don't know. I'll probably put Reasonable Doubt in and some shit like that.
Okay. Unpopular opinion. I'm not that big of a Reasonable Doubt fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I am.
I like the Black album. I like the Black album better. I like 444 better. I like the Blessing and the Curse better. The Gift and the Curse. I'm sorry.
I think Reasonable Doubt was his best work in my opinion.
Yeah. You're in the majority in that opinion.
And that album, that album came out when I was 4 years old. I wasn't even really listening to the shit yet, for real. That shit, because it came out in 96, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out in 96.
I was a couple years out of college.
Yeah.
That's the chasm right there. I was like, it's all right. It's all right.
I think I have the most important question that you're going to get.
All right.
Paper or plastic?
It's close to that.
All right. What we got?
Caramel corn or cheese corn?
Cheese. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nobody asked you.
Definitely cheese.
Look at you, coattail rider. Jumping.
I would say cheese, but man, that Chicago caramel popcorn is good.
Oh, you've been to Garrett's?
Oh, no. I've been there. I grew up in St. Louis. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? That popcorn is good. You feel me? But
I don't know what they put in there.
But just general popcorn.
Crack on them and get the hell out of here. that Garrett's popcorn is the bomb. That's the only time I'll eat popcorn. If I get the Chicago mix from Garrett's.
Or from Nuts on Clark.
That's the only time I eat caramel.
Or Nuts on Clark. Nuts on Clark is good too.
It ain't no Garrett's though.
No, it's not as good, but it's a fine second place.
That cheese. That Chicago mix. That shit is good.
Yeah.
I won't
unless, that shit now, man.
Unless I get that popcorn in a wax paper bag.
Gotta be the wax bag. The wax white bag.
As soon as I hear the crinkle of the wax paper, my body, I already know what's happening.
So that brings up a good question.
That activates your taste buds.
Yep, that brings up a good question, though. When you get it in the tin, when you get it in the wax paper bag, you see all the grease. It's leaking through the wax. But you get in the tin, it's like there's no grease. Where does the grease go?
To the bottom.
It's getting absorbed in the little divider joints. The little cardboard dividers in there, probably full of your oil.
Man, y'all got me wanting this shit now, man.
maybe we'll get you a bag and put it in a FedEx package or something for you.
So you might have to do that.
My auntie live out by Navy Pier. I could ask her to get me a bag.
Okay, hold on real quick.
They do it online.
Hold on.
Well, fuck. AutoCares.com.
Didn't you learn your lesson last week?
Wayne.
It's Wayne. He puts paprika on popcorn. Freaking almond extract or some shit.
You don't have peppermint?
Cheese on popcorn, we put gravy on it.
You know they got the little pet. You know they throw the peppermint oil on there. Just, you know, get a little kick.
It's anti-inflammatory popcorn.
We have tea-flavored popcorn. Earl Grey-flavored popcorn. Yeah,
if you and your crumpets don't get the hell out of here.
You wankers put cheese on popcorn. Put mayonnaise on the fucking popcorn.
That's the worst British accent of all time.
I don't know what he's doing, but I like it.
I'm sorry. I've had four shots of Hibiki and I'm on to larceny whiskey.
That's I'm with you. I'm on my third captain in diet.
That's why I had to grab something. I was like, I can't let Haas go through this alone.
All right.
Dude, my lips are getting numb.
There's your episode. We will see you in, I don't know, 30 seconds.
37 seconds. I'm going to go see a man about my horse.
Big on America.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Proof the deep state is real in America.
The media said what? Ha, ha, ha.
Patently false fake news.
Your organization's terrible.
This is the kind of thing that just tickles my balls.
Want to have a rousing discussion about truth, honor, patriotism?
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
They be fighting the power, talking about social issues, politics, you know what I'm saying?
Three punches.
I enjoy Big Haas.
And I'm smoking my cigar, of course.
Am I allowed to talk?
No, not right now.
You crazy Dutch bastard!
Mikey, you're getting a bit upset here.
Mikey, you can edit.
My favorite podcast.
Kick names, take ass.
There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
Get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Big on America.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Aisla.
And together we are the hosts of the Bicurian Podcast.
Bicurian is our answer to the polarizing culture we live in.
Tired of feeling under siege and looking for ways to get involved? Then come be a part of a different way of thinking.
Everything from politics to geek culture to current events that polarize us as a society, we explore multiple ways of looking at things. Please check us out at Bicurian.com and follow us on your favorite social media platform of choice.
Hey,